we do when stage fright paralyzes us? When fear gets in the way? When anxiety overwhelms us? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they look at the mechanism of fear behind the scenes. Everyone at Pablo's school is preparing for the yearly theatre performance, and Pablo has chosen the role of technician. From the backstage, he has first of all to pull on a chain to open a trapdoor in the floor, and then he has to pull on a second chain to bring the enchanted table up onto the stage. The performance is scheduled for this afternoon, and Pablo can't help but feel worried and agitated. At first, Paul tries to do his work despite his son's agitation, but eventually he gives up, puts his pencil down, and turns to Pablo. "Hey, Pablo, you don't quite seem yourself. Is anything the matter?" Paul asks.
"Yeah, Dad. I dreamt that at the moment when Nicholas pronounces the magic formula to make the table appear, I pulled on the second chain and the table crashed under the trap door and it's just stayed stuck. Just thinking about that makes me feel really crushed," Pablo gasped.
"Ah, you just had a nightmare," Paul says calmly.
"But Dad, that wasn't even the end of it," continues Pablo out of breath. "Then I hurried to pull the first chain, and it was Nicholas who fell into the pit this time, and the teacher was furious and the theatre performance stopped right there, and then all the parents were glaring at me as I left the room. I would have preferred to disappear into the trapdoor myself with the magic table, or maybe even be crushed with the table. Oh, Dad, I don't want to go this afternoon. I think I'm going to say that I'm sick," sighs Pablo.
"Oh, Pablo, that sounds like it must have been a horrible nightmare. A really unpleasant experience. I can see why you're feeling all uncomfortable now. But let's just look at this for a moment. You were lying in bed safely. But what I hear is that it felt like your worst case scenario was coming true. So maybe it's not just the table in the play that's magical," Paul concludes with a wink to Pablo and with a smile in his voice.
"What do you mean?" asked Pablo, intrigued.
"Well," says Paul, "instead of feeling the true reality, that is, the comfort of your bed, it sounds to me like you felt the story fiction of your dreams, the stress of your scenario where everything went wrong, as if you were actually there. Isn't that a kind of magic?" asked Paul. Pablo, for once, is speechless.
"I never thought of it that way," Pablo says.
Paul smiles at Pablo and continues. "It's as if the true reality was just the theatre set and the story we imagine, the apparent reality, as if we were at the theatre," Paul continues.
"Wow," Pablo blows. "I was dreaming of having a magic table like in the play and, well, it's nothing compared to my own magic tricks."
Pablo is so blown away by this realisation, this new insight, that he completely forgets about pretending to be sick to avoid the stress of the evening performance. Instead, he starts to see that if the stress of the nightmare was only due to a story in his head, then who knows what story might unfold later on during the real performance. Maybe this time, while he's backstage, he'll actually feel as safe as he really is when he's in bed. "To be sure," Pablo asks his dad.
"Dad, can I ask you something? Does that mean that my nightmare is really just a story? Like, nothing but a story? Dad, does that mean it's not actually a warning like it felt like it was? Does that mean that this evening isn't necessarily going to be a complete disaster? Hey, Dad, does that mean I don't actually have to stay home sick?" Pablo says with a smile.
Paul grins at his son. "Yes, Pablo, your dream is indeed a story. It's just the story of last night, which has absolutely nothing to do with the one that will unfold tonight during the play. Of that, you can be absolutely certain."
Says Pablo, thinking things over. "Does that mean that even if some of the things happened that happened in my nightmare, I might not have exactly the same feelings of terror and horror that I had in my nightmare because I don't want that again," says Pablo. Exactly, laughs Paul. Exactly.
Paul and Pablo have discovered this hidden mechanism of fear that lurks behind the scenes. They have begun to see fear for what it really is, a feeling that accompanies the scary stories that we tell ourselves inside our heads, and not an indicator of external danger.